Christmas is about, you're like, oh, I want to know what Christmas is about. You need to know the story of the birth of Jesus Christ. And Matthew 1:18 says this. It says, "Now the birth of Jesus Christ took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been betrothed to Joseph," and betrothed basically means legally pledged to be married, "before they came together, she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit." Now what does that mean? It means that Mary was legally promised to be married to Joseph. And before they were married, before they had any kind of sexual relationship at all, anything going on, she was pregnant. She already had the baby going on. And somehow she conceived the child through the power of God. And that baby was Jesus. Now you can imagine the shock of Joseph when Joseph found out about this. Imagine if you were going to get married to somebody, and then they come to you and say, "Hey, Joseph, guess what? I'm pregnant." Like, oh. I mean, how'd that happen? "Oh, don't worry. You know, God, he did that. He just, you know, made me pregnant. You know, that's how it happened." Are you going to believe that? Are you going to, "Oh, yeah, great. No, you're not going to believe that." And that's exactly what happened. Verse 19, "And her husband Joseph, being a just man, unwilling to put her to shame, resolved to divorce her quietly." So he's like, "Oh, just quietly, I'll put you away." "But as he considered these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, 'Joseph, son of David, do not fear to take Mary as your wife, for that which is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit.'" The angel of the Lord tells Joseph, "Don't be afraid to marry Mary." I love that, you know, Mary, Mary. But she says, "Don't be afraid to marry Mary, because the baby that was conceived in her was from the Holy Spirit of God." And that teaches us two things about Jesus Christ that we need to know. Number one, first of all, Jesus is 100%. That's chakra percento or whatever you're going to say. He's 100% man. That's the first thing. He was born into the world like everyone else is born into the world. But second, he's unlike any other man that there ever was, and that there ever is going to be. And it tells us why in the next verse, few verses, verse 21, "She will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." Amen. All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had spoken by the prophet. "Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which means God with us." So who is Jesus? Who is he? According to verse 23, Jesus is Emmanuel. Jesus is God with us. Jesus is God. Yes, it's true that Jesus is 100% man, but it's also true at the same time that he's 100% God. Try that. I don't think he can do that. Oh, Jesus got that one going on. He's God and man at the same time. He's God become man. He is God in the flesh. And that's a huge miracle. That God would come to this earth. It's a big time, huge miracle. It'd be like if you or I were like, "Hey, let me just become a cockroach and live in a trash heap. That would be great. And I choose to do that." That's what it would be like. Anybody want to do that? Any takers up here? I don't think so. So what was his reason? We already read it in Matthew verse 21. "She will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." Jesus came to this earth to save us from our sins. He humbled himself. He became a helpless baby. God became a helpless baby and our servant so that we could be saved from our sins. Now what's sin? Here's a simple definition of what sin is, by the way. It's when you say, "Hey, I'm the boss of my life, and I'll do whatever I want to do with my life, because my life is my life, and that's it." And that's basically what sin is. Sounds pretty good. "I'm the boss of my life, I do whatever I want to do with my life. I'm the Lord of my own life. Like, Lord is me, I will." Problem is that when you're the boss of your life, life doesn't seem to work out the way that you want it to work out. You desire happiness. You desire love. You desire success. You desire a good life. But when you try to get it, when you're like all happy happiness and success and good life. You try to get it, it's kind of illusion. It seems to get away from you. You may have some success, you may have some love, you may have some happiness or whatever, but it's never 100% satisfying to your heart. And let me tell you why that is. It's because you're not supposed to be the boss of your own life. In fact, nobody on this earth is meant to be the boss of your life. That's why when you follow anyone, and even yourself, it's never going to work out. In fact, you may feel that you're going deeper and deeper into darkness, and the reason is because you are. Because Jesus Christ said that He came to give us life in all its fullness. He said He came to be the boss and Lord of your life. God is supposed to be the boss of your life. And if you decide to turn away from that, if you decide to turn away from God, who offers life, who offers joy and love and peace in your heart, and you decide to turn to a self-rule, a self-way, then you're turning to a life of sin, and that ultimately is going to lead you to death. An existence that's forever cut from God in darkness and despair and no hope. You see, the tricky thing about sin is that you think you have freedom. You're like, I can do whatever I want to do. You think I have all kinds of freedom to do whatever you want to do. But then you learn that actually sin is ruling you. It's controlling you. And what do I mean? I mean that when you allow sin to come into your life, it becomes your boss. That happens in so many ways. Maybe you're a slave to food. Maybe to pornography or success or school or family. These things might be controlling your life. You thought that all these things were either harmless or good things, and some of them are good things. Family and school are pretty good, by the way. It means you got pretty good, by the way. But when you choose to let those things rule your life, then you're choosing a road of sin. And sin leads to death. And there's nothing that you can do about it because you're a slave to it. And a chain is just wrapped around your neck and it's leading you to death. And you thought you had control. But the good news, the reason why we came here today, the good news is that there's Christmas. And Christmas is about God's plan that Jesus would come to this earth to set you free from the power of sin and the power of death. And that, this is how He did it. Romans 4:25 says this. He, that's Jesus, was delivered over to death for our sins. When we sin, there's a penalty, there's a price, there's something that's got to be paid. The price of our death. But Christ chose to take that upon Himself by the cross so that we could be set free from guilt, the guilt of sin. And it continues, He was raised to life for our justification. And that means that Jesus Christ didn't stay dead, that Jesus Christ is alive today, that He is able to save today. And so, because of the blood of Jesus Christ that was shed on the cross for me, I'm justified. I have a place in heaven. I have a home in heaven with Christ. And I can experience a full life, even at this very moment, right now. That's the power of the cross of Jesus Christ, because my hope is in a living Savior. That's the power of the resurrection of Christ. 5:6 says, you see, at just the right time when we were still powerless, Christ died for the ungodly. Very rarely will anyone die for a righteous man. Though a good man, somebody might possibly dare to die. But God demonstrates His own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died. See, Christ has done it all because of love. He is God. But because of His great love, He came to this earth as a helpless baby in order to die a cruel death on the cross. And through the death that He died on the cross, you are set free from death and sin. You can have eternal and abundant life in Christ. Not only in heaven somewhere, sometime up there, but right now. Forgiveness right now. Freedom right now. And that is God's gift to you. And that is what Christmas is all about. The question is, will you receive it? Christmas is about Jesus. And Jesus' death on the cross is God's gift to you. pray. Dear God, I want to thank you so much that Christmas is really about you.